Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
And we say a very good morning to Joe, who's in the studio. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. Doing very well, although having said that, it is very cold outside.
It is freezing.
So you had a golf day yesterday. Fantastic day.
It was a great day. Yes, it all culminated in a team. I think we had about 80 to 100 people there yesterday. It was a lot of fun and laughs and a great meal. So, yes, it was a great day.
Always good days, aren't they, really?
They are a lot of fun.
Now, there's a reason behind the golf day. It was to raise some funds. So before we get into our topic of the day, what if someone wants to donate to Righteous Pups? How can they do that?
They can get on our website. We've got a donate button, or they can contact us and donate directly through our staff. Mm-hmm. But there's a donate button on the website at righteouspups.org.au.
There we go. So if you've got a couple of extra dollars, maybe pop it in towards Righteous Pups. And today we're talking about emotions between humans and dogs. We all seem to get attached to our dogs or our pets in general, but certainly dogs, and they get attached to us. But we can also get a little bit upset as well.
Exactly. And it's interesting, Daniel, that you say that. For a long time, dog owners have believed that dogs were in tune with their emotions. And I can remember many years ago when I was a kid, we used to have a Kelpie called Kellyanne Marie Teresa Baker. And when I might have had a fight with my mum, I'd be up in the backyard crying my eyes out, and Kellyanne, the little Kelpie, would come across and sit with me until I'd cried the river of tears. But what's really interesting is late last year, in 2017, they did some studies about whether or not animals, dogs particularly, can actually detect our emotion. And what they did was they looked at fear and also happiness, mm-hmm, to see whether or not dogs could sense the difference. And now we've known for a long time that dogs have a very good ability to detect our emotions through our nonverbal behaviour and even our tones and voice. But what this study found was dogs can actually smell our emotions. So they got a bunch of people to watch a 25-minute video, and they took scent samples after they had watched the video. And there was a happy video and, of course, a scary video. And then there would be a small testing room where the owner would be on one side and a stranger on the other. And they would produce the scent into the room. And they found that dogs actually, they had them all wired up with portable heart rates and did all kinds of tests. And dogs actually can tell the difference between fear and happiness, and they responded differently. So when they sensed the fearful scent, they would go and stick close to their owners. Mm-hmm. And when the happiness scent was in the room, they would oscillate and even go and meet strangers. So it is proven by science they can smell our emotions.
Well, I'll tell you what, my dog can only smell when it comes to things, and that is it's food at the end of the day. It just goes, it looks at me and says, oh, you're home. That's nice. And then, you're going to feed me yet or what? And then, of course, you get the tin out, and all of a sudden, boom, it's gone.
Well, there's that old saying, who picks up the poo?
And good morning if you're having breakfast.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. So, yeah, so emotion, obviously we do get emotionally attached to our dogs, and that's an interesting way that you say it, that they've done science to get whether emotions from dogs talk to us. What if the emotional side of things with an animal, you're upset, you feel upset, you've had a tough day at the office, whatever the case may be, you get home, do they pick that sort of sense up as well?
Yep, they do. Because if we're upset and we walk in the door, we are having physiological signs, mm-hmm, and symptoms of being upset. So it might be that we have a higher level of cortisol if we're upset in it rushing through our systems, and the dogs pick it up.
Yep.
Now, I would imagine also they're looking at body language as well, and perhaps tones of voice. And that's the beautiful thing about dogs, is they are incredibly in tune with us as human beings, and they have done that over a period of many, many years. They have connected themselves very closely to us, and we love them. A lot of dog owners will say, my dog's my best friend, mm-hmm, or my,
yeah,
soulmate,
yeah,
because they do get us. And other science tells us that they do also have an empathy centre. So whereas as kids we have an emotional empathy where we might not understand what's going on, but we feel when somebody falls over and we go to help.
Yep.
Dogs have been proven to have the same emotional empathy. Now, as we grow older, we also develop a cognitive empathy where, you know, I might never have been to Africa, but you can explain to me what it's like for a child to be starving,
yep,
and I can get a sense of that.
Yep.
Now, dogs don't have that, and they don't understand why we're having the emotion,
mm-hmm,
because they don't know you had a hard day at work.
Yep.
They just register that you're not okay,
mm-hmm,
and they'll either give you space or they'll come in and they'll put their head on your lap and try and help you get to a better place, and that's the beauty of dogs.
Not that I ever come home in a bad mood, but my dog just definitely gives me a heap of space. As I said earlier, it just goes, oh yeah, you're home, that's nice. Yeah.
Maybe you have to do a bit of work on your relationship, Daniel.
maybe. AJ, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Welcome.
I really do appreciate it. And yeah, if you want to donate a couple of dollars to Righteous Pups, I'm sure they would greatly appreciate it. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks,
and have
Daniel.
A great week.
You too.
Gold Central Victoria, 22 past 8.